Thank you. And I'm just going to stay with that for a moment because you talk about it being a distraction.
Yes.
And we are all being bombarded right now. And I hear what you say about drama. But when we're hearing stories about underground channels, tunnels, and abused children, what do we do with that information? How close does that take us in our psyches, is my question.
Yes, and I'll have to quantify that by saying that the work that I'm doing with Shambra, with the Crimson Circle, is about their realization in this lifetime. We don't focus on other things, even though these are huge issues on the planet, like the environment, like the enslaved children or any enslaved people. We simply don't take these on. I'm looking for, looking to guide, to assist. A group of people who are choosing their realization, they will become standards. And a standard is one who is in there realizing that all energy is theirs and the energy is there to serve them. For them to stay on this planet in the body, not preaching, not even necessarily teaching, but just being there for others. That light that emanates from an embodied master will change Earth more than anything else at this point. That light illuminates potential, so potential for a cure to the coronavirus or to cancer or to economic situations. That embodied master doesn't need to actually do much of anything other than just to be there. As a matter of fact, I've said that the true master in this age, their office is a park bench or a cafe. Well, maybe not cafes right now, but a park bench. Where they're simply radiating their light onto the planet. And when they do, it's like filling a dark room with light. And then suddenly you see the potential. Scientists who may not be religious, spiritual, metaphysical at all, suddenly have the big aha moment, a breakthrough in the technology. That's how consciousness works. It's like a light that illuminates what otherwise is hidden. And so, in answer to your question, I'm with Shambra, with Crimson Circle, we don't actively get into those things. There are many others on the planet right now who are the energy holders who do get into those. And they're very real. They're very real with, as you talked about, the tunnels and with the whole networks for child enslavement and so many other things. But I know this sounds a little bit cold, perhaps, or callous. But I'm more interested right now in a few thousand humans who have come to their realization, who are taking this time to allow their realization. It's a very natural process. It's just about allowing it. Than I am with our group getting caught up in any of these other things. There are many, many other groups who will do it.
Sure.
So I'm absolutely committed to guiding those who are ready for their realization now. And in the past, the ascended masters who've come into the realization have done a lot of suffering, been a very long and difficult path to enlightenment. It doesn't need to be. It really doesn't need to be. And with the group I'm working with now, they're learning to get over suffering. They're learning to not have abundance issues. As strange as that seems, but abundance issue is indicative of the fact that you don't trust yourself, that you believe energy is outside of you and you're trying to get it from somewhere else, and you're not letting it serve you. So they're simply, these are the things I'm working with the Crimson Circle. And I know there's many other things happening on the planet, but this is my focus.
Yeah.